Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, thousands of Detroit City workers and retirees face a deadline today to vote on the city's plan to get out of bankruptcy.
But first, Republicans are pushing back at President Obama's request for nearly $4 billion in emergency funding to deal with the tens of thousands of unaccompanied children crossing into the U.S. from Central America. Many lawmakers saying that the Bush-era law that requires that children from non-contiguous countries without borders with the U.S. get an immigration hearing before being deported, and that law should be amended as a condition for approving the president's requests. Some Democrats who support the law, which had huge bipartisan support when it passed in 2008, say it shouldn't be watered down, but Nancy Pelosi has said it would not be a deal breaker. Alan Gomez covers immigration in Latin America for USA Today. He joins us from the studios of WLRN in Miami. Alan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And first, tell us more about this $3.7 billion. Can you break that down where the president would like the money to go?
Yeah, you can pretty much break it down in half. About $1.6 billion would be focused on the border, more border security, more drone flights, overtime for Border Patrol agents, and to speed up the deportations of the people that they're capturing. So more judges, more prosecutors, just kind of a flood of federal resources to control the border and to send them back a little quicker. The other half, about $1.8 billion, is for the Department of Health and Human Services so that they can better care for these kids that are in their custody. Because the big rise that we're seeing right now is in unaccompanied minors, they need more money to be able to find places that are designed for children that can better care for them. And since there's so many of them, that's why they need that much.
And the White House is saying they now expect it's at about 54,000, I think. They're expecting it will go to 90,000. At yesterday's hearing before the Senate Appropriations Committee, Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, the ranking Republican on the committee, wondered if this is just pouring money down a rabbit hole and will there be more requests for money. Some Democrats have complained that there should be more than the $300 million that's allotted to international programs to try to stop the problem in the country of origin. But what is the sense that this is going to be passed without some kind of quid pro quo?
I mean, it's Washington. They're never going to pass something, a $3.7 billion package, without some trading going on. As Senator Shelby was mentioning, they're blown away by the size of this, and they're very concerned that this is something that's going to continue. But understand, the reason that there's an emergency request right now is the nature of this immigration flow. We've been dealing with illegal immigration for decades now, but the reason that this has become so critical is because they are mostly children that are coming right now, and they need special care and they need a different kind of handling. And so the Democratic response has been a little bit of reluctance to the idea that in order to get this money, that they have to change that 2008 law. Mm-hmm. And summing it up very quickly, right now, if you're a Mexican kid that crosses the border, the federal government can very quickly send you right back to Mexico.
It's safe. Their authorities right there, standing right there, they can hand them to. Yeah.
Exactly. They can hand them right over. They have confidence in the Mexican government that child is going to be taken care of and going to be returned home safely. But once you start involving plane flights back to countries, and when you look at the violent situation in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, where most of these kids are coming from, that's why that law was created, so that we take care of them and we do a little more research and take a little more time to figure out where we're sending them back to.
Well, to look at the bills that are being proposed that would amend that 2008 law, Jeff Flake and John McCain, the senators from Arizona, would increase the number of immigration judges, but they'd also increase the number of refugee visas for Salvadorans, Hondurans, and Ecuadorans by 5,000 each, so that those children can potentially seek asylum in their home country through legal channels and use one of those visas. And then there are also two Texas lawmakers, Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat, and Senator John Cornyn, the Republican. They also want to introduce legislation that would amend the 2008 law to make it quicker for these young kids to go through the process that is required by that law. I mean, are people coming around to the understanding that the children are required by law to be able to go through this process?
And that's exactly the problem that we're facing right now. As I think Senator Flake put it, they want this. They want to be able to deport these kids in a matter of hours or days, to make it that quickly. The problem is, in Central America right now, no matter how much a politician in Washington says right now that we're going to send your kid back, that's not happening right now to a big degree. The kids, all these kids that are being caught, are put into deportation proceedings, but their time, their appearance in an immigration court might not come up for a year or two. So they want to change it so that folks down there actually start seeing those plane loads of kids coming back. And that, they think, would be the biggest deterrent to these parents who are sending these kids on this incredibly dangerous journey.
Well, and of course, we have to say they're not caught. Usually they're walking up and presenting themselves to the guards. They're just, you know, they're turning themselves in. And there are still advocates for the kids saying, wait a second, don't move too quickly, because many of them will be returned and will be killed in their home state just in a couple seconds. I'm sure you're hearing that, too.
No, exactly. I mean, that's the staggering thing. It's what's remarkable about this. I mean, historically, what we've seen is undocumented immigrants kind of making those treks through the deserts, through the canyons of the southwest border. There's groups actually dedicated to providing water out in the deserts to make sure that they don't die while they're making that crossing, where now they're basically crossing the Rio Grande, and coyotes, the ones who guide them on this trip, actually give them directions to the nearest Border Patrol station so that they can go over there, sit down, and say, here I am. Yeah. And then they get processed and they get that court hearing, and then they kind of just disappear into the country.
Alan Gomez, he covers immigration in Latin America for USA Today, as lawmakers seem to be trying to hammer out an agreement on just what to do about the humanitarian crisis on the border. Alan, thank you.
Thank you.